Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we've got loads of stuff to talk about this week. We've got the FA Trophy, we've got the league, we've got the FA Cup, we've got loads of managers, and we're also joined by my compadre, league social media officer, Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James, how are you?
Afternoon, Ben, how are you?
I'm okay. So we're recording this on Thursday afternoon, just in case there's any breaking news or anything like that. But coming up on the show, the plan is we are going to be discussing the FA Trophy and the league, as we'll be joined by the managers at Gainsborough Trinity and at Marine. We're also going to be talking about the FA Cup, and we're going to be joined by the managers at South Shields, Worksop and Hyde United. All of that coming up on this week's show. So, James, where should we start? Should we start with the results? Firstly, from the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy, should we do that now?
Yeah, might as well do.
Third qualifying round of the FA Trophy, Ashton United 0, Dunstan 0, Dunstan winning 3-1 on penalties. Bit of an upset there, James, at Hurst Cross.
A little bit, but again, as I said last week, Dunstan kind of got that capability, shocking them teams in step three at this moment in time. They're a good quality side.
I agree. I think Dunstan are a quality team, and that's not necessarily that big a shock. And neither's Leek Town beating Atherton Coles. I'm going to suggest that the scoreline's a bit of a surprise by 3-0.
Scoreline, definitely. But again, Leek, as you just said to yourself, Leek, good side as well, pushing for promotion.
So two good results there for step four sides. Unfortunately, another step four side from the NPL was knocked out of the competition on penalties. That was Harbury United. They were beaten 5-3 on penalties after a very, very good 1-1 draw at our old friends Basford United. Commiserations to Harbury, but fantastic effort there in Nottinghamshire. Belper Town 1, St Ives Town 1. Belper Town going through 4-2 on penalties. So a big congratulations to them. And also a massive congratulations to Chase Town. Their cup form continues. They've transferred it to the FA Trophy. A 3-0 win against Bromsgrove Sporting. It's turning into a good season at Chase Town, isn't it, in the cups?
Again, memories of cup run back in 2008, coming back there for him at the moment. So, and again, against a side who's been knocking a lot of NPL teams out this year too.
Mash United, they went through after, it was a bit of an epic game in Lancashire, this one against Clitheroe. Clitheroe taking the lead just into the second half. Mass getting an equaliser. Then Mass taking the lead from the penalty spot with about 15 minutes left. And then Clitheroe getting an equaliser in the last 7 minutes. Fantastic stuff. But Mass United going through 4-1 on penalties. So commiserations to Clitheroe, but congratulations to Mass United. Also, congratulations to Liversidge, a 1-0 win at SC United of Manchester. And Liversidge followed up with a league win against Matlock Town as well. So good set of results for Liversidge recently. Do you reckon they might have turned the corner a bit?
Well, Liversidge is just starting out the home form, really. Still gets to win at home this season. So, obviously, Zach Daly's starting to score and Nathan Cartman's getting his form in. So, the ones to watch the next couple of weeks.
So, congratulations to Liversidge through to the next round. Also through to the next round, Gainsborough Trinity, a 3-1 win over Barwell. And then they followed up, James, with a 2-0 win at Warrington Town midweek in the league. So, again, Gainsborough doing pretty well and up to 10th now in the league and through to the next round of the FA Trophy as well.
Yeah, like I said last week on the review show, Gainsborough Trinity are turning out to be one of them potential dark horses for the season. Got two quality strikers. Come the end of the month, they could quite easily be up towards the playoff spots.
Well, for the immediate, for Gainsborough Trinity, they've got Atherton Coles on Saturday in the league at the North Elm. And let's judge the mood now at the Lincolnshire Club. And it's a welcome to the manager at Gainsborough Trinity. Here's Neil Bishop. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations through to the next round of the FA Trophy and a victory against Warrington. It's not been a bad week, has it? How's it been?
Yes, it's been all in all a good start. You know, we were a new group in the summer. I think we had four contracted lads and two of them were leaving to move down south. So we basically started from ground zero. We've got a good group together, young group. But it's positive signs. Look, it's 10 league games into the season and it's very early doors. But, you know, we started the season better than what we probably could have envisaged.
Touched upon that transition there from being a player to a player manager, and obviously Tom last year, great football being played at the North Elm. But I mean, how has that transition been? Because there has been a few comings and goings as well, hasn't there?
Yeah, well, look, the style of football was trying to keep very similar. Obviously, I was involved with it last year as a coach. Tom was brilliant as manager. His first managerial job as a coach, he was really good, really good. So it was brilliant for me to learn off him. The football we play is We want to play front foot. We want to be exciting. We want to be expansive. We have not got the budget to go out and get experienced, well-versed players for this level. So we've got a different path where we've got lots of good young players released from clubs, some good loan signings that have come in and hit the ground running, luckily enough for us. And like I say, these young lads now, that this is the way they want to play football. They want to on the deck and they want training, they want to do shape. And it's a different way of doing things than some clubs at this level. We're not saying we're right, we're not saying we're wrong, but this is the way, like I said, with the budget restrictions we have, this is the route we've got to go down and set in place last season, and we've just carried that on.
And I interviewed Tom a few times last year, and great to interview Tom, but I think he was getting a bit fed up with me asking him about the away form and that kind of thing. But, I mean, to win 2-0 at Cantilever Park, being part of the squad last season and being a coach as well, what's been the difference to make sure that you've got that consistency both home and away, like you have in this opening couple of months of the season?
I don't know. Look, I don't know whether the formation and the energy and the way we play, it just lends itself a bit more to playing away from home. Because, like you say, not just Tuesday, but Whitby, you know, we went at Whitby and won 6-0. We went at Warren and Rylands and won 3-1. You know, when the lads attack and the energy and the pace and the desire they've got, it's very hard to stop. And that's at any level. You know, I've been an experienced professional chasing young kids around the pitch. It's not easy. Believe me, it's not enjoyable. And we seem to have it at the minute. We've got that energy and we've got the legs in good areas. We're very mobile around the pitch. And it is hard to play against. We haven't got the old heads to the experienced heads who've been at this level for years. So that's the way we've gone about trying to get our results, by being a mobile attacking front foot team. And we are 10 games in the season, so certainly nobody's getting carried away at games, but especially not me. You know, I've been a footballer long enough to know these seasons are long and arduous. And, you know, we're 10 games into a 46, 48 game season. But look, there's positive signs there. And like I say, we're a new group, and like you touching it there, it's my first managerial job. It started off as probably as I could have hoped for.
And you made that, you've been on the substitutes bench and you made a couple of starts this year, but is it all about coaching now for yourself and being a manager first and a player second, or are you still open to...
No, that's definitely the case. Look, I'm 41 now. I played a lot of games last season. I played probably the most of any games we played, but, you know, my future's... I've had my career, I've loved my career, both professionally and then obviously last year dropping into semi-pro, it was fantastic. But my future's got my A licence. I knew I wanted to get into coaching. Wasn't sure I wanted to get into management, but look, when Tom left, the opportunity was there and the club asked me to do it. To be honest, I still don't know if I'm enjoying it or not, or I want to be a manager, but you know, we can roll with it. We'll have ups and downs. We are a young group. We're all learning. Nobody more so than me. I've said to the lads, look, we forgive it mistakes because no one will make it more than what I will this season. But as long as we learn and we learn quickly, then, you know, it's an enjoyable ride to be on so far, and one we're all enjoying. Like I say, it's very early days, and I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but it's been good, touch wood so far.
And one player who especially looks like he's enjoying himself is Liam Waldock, who's been he's more or less scored in every game, hasn't he? There's only been a couple of games he's not actually scored in. I mean, what an acquisition he is. I mean, how excited are you about young players like that in the squad?
Yeah, well, that's what we wanted to do. Look, when we come in and we discussed it in the summer, it was, I played with Liam last season when he came in on loan, so obviously knew what he could do, so he was sort of integral to getting back to our plans, really, because, look, like I said, the budget at North Holme's probably the bottom three in that league, so the way we've gone about recruiting is saying, look, come in to the young lads, we'll put on some good training sessions for you, we'll try and do it as professionally as what we can. And if and when good clubs, bigger clubs come in and take you and you want to go, we won't stand in your way. You know, you can go with our best wishes, you do well for us, and we'll never stand in anyone's way. And that's how we've decided we want to go with. We'll keep our word in that respect. But certainly, like you say, I think next summer, if you can do that I'm not trying to sell him, but if Liam goes and one or two goes, and I think then young players look at the games and think, oh, right, that's a stepping stone, that can be a starting point. Look what they've done for them. So, you know, it's short term, and it's probably a medium term plan as well as where we want to do it as a football club going forward. So, like I say, he's one. We've got others who probably haven't got the headlines because they haven't got the goals that Liam's been getting. But as we all know, it's the goals that get you noticed, especially when you play midfield. And being a midfielder myself who didn't score many goals, I can certainly vouch for that. But no, Liam's come in, and like I say, he's a fantastic lad. He wants to learn. Every time he trains, it's full on, and I think he'll have a great career in the game.
Oh, great stuff. And after being away from the league, you've had this match against Warrington, fantastic result. Can we just touch upon the FA Trophy at the end of the month? The draw's been made. You've got Lancaster City away. That's a tough game, by the way, at the Giant Axe, as you know. But, I mean, a good FA Trophy run, what would that mean for, you know, what you're trying to achieve at the North Elm?
Yeah, well, look, we had a decent FA Cup run. Fourth qualifying round, got beat off Worksop, which was disappointing because I don't think we really turned up on the day in front of a big crowd. But I think Lancaster beat us last year, if I'm right in saying. I think I played at our place to beat us. So we go there and they've already beat us this season. They've come and done a job on us. Again, good experienced teams in this league, and they've got a team full of lads who've been around the block for years. So we'll go there knowing what it's going to be a hard game. But yeah, look, we want to run in it. You know, there's big clubs. You've got your Wrexham, your Chesterfield, Notts County. They all come in the later rounds. And so the young lads who want to get noticed, they're the games to get to and then go and impress him, because you know, if you're putting a performance against teams from that level, then people do take up and take notice. So for our lads, it'd be a fantastic experience, you know, to progress and maybe get a bigger club in the latter rounds. But like I say, it's going to be very tough to get past Lancaster to start with.
Yeah, and before then, to the media, obviously you've got Atherton Colts this weekend, Mass United midweek. I mean, what's your thoughts on these matches coming up for yourselves?
Yeah, look, we've got a right run. We've already been up the South Shields, Whitby on a Tuesday night, Warrington on a Tuesday night. We're clocking up the miles, Mask on a Tuesday night. Obviously, I'm a North East lad, so it's not too bad for me. I get to go home, but for the rest of the lads, it's 2 hours on the motor in, 2 hours back. But look, we're a small group. We are lucky that we haven't had any real injuries so far. We've just got to take one game at a time. I know how boring that sounds. And I hear cliches, but we that's where we're at. Atherton Colliery's a good outfit. I know the effort and how they go about at that place. Look, they'll come and they'll have seen us and they'll make things difficult on Saturday. So, you know, we'll focus on that before we look at Mask on Tuesday night.
And just a final question here, Neil, just about, we've touched upon it already, about, you know, the vibe at the club. There's definitely a spring in the step, isn't there, with your squad. Just 3 points from that playoff line. It's all awfully tight for everyone in that top half of the table. But enjoying it and looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, like I said, I think I'm enjoying it. I don't honestly know, mate. It's a learned experience for me. It's a bit of a whirlwind. Obviously, as a player, you just go home and training time's put on. Obviously, being a pro, you leave your boots, you come back next day, everything's laid out. At this level, your phone never stops, morning, noon and night. You've got people asking questions, travel arrangements, there's no footballs, where's the bibs? But yeah, like I said, I think I'm enjoying it. But we want to create that atmosphere. That it's a good club to come to, that we're respectful of everyone, opposition, officials, where we're at. It's about, Gainsborough's probably not where it should be in terms of league standings. I think if you look at the club, and historically it should be in the one above us. I think Conference North is probably where this club belongs. It's a tough division to get out of. Obviously, we won't go up in the playoffs, especially with the budget restrictions. But look, we want to keep it positive. We want to build that atmosphere. And these things don't happen overnight. And whether I'm here for the short term, long term, I just hope, you know, this is the start of a journey that will get this club back up to where it belongs.
Well, Neil Bishop, manager of Gainsborough Trinity, big thank you for joining us. Big congratulations for that victory over Barwell. And big good luck in the coming weeks and months in the league and the FA Trophy. Catch up soon.
Thank you very much.
Neil Bishop there, manager of Gainsborough Trinity, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Back to the results from last weekend in the FA Trophy for qualifying round. A good result for Guiseley, a 3-1 win over Whitby Town. Whitby had started to get some results on the board, so could have been a bit tricky, that one, for Guiseley, but safely through.
As you pointed out quite rightly there, it's the Whitby away form. They've unbeaten 4 in a row at this moment in time. Good result against Ashton the week before as well. That said, with Guiseley as well, their results haven't gone their way. So I think a little bit of a booster there.
Next up for Guiseley, they'll be travelling to Belper Town. Belper Town, who obviously had a very good result in the FA Trophy last week, but also picking up a point at Atherton Colts on Tuesday night. So both teams, I think, will have a bit of a spring in the step in the NPL Premier Division on Saturday. Just to touch upon the next round of the draw, that's available, the first round of the FA Trophy, that's available on the npl.co.uk. We, of course, will be, we've already touched upon Gainsborough Trinity's match with Lancaster City in the first round, but Macclesfield taking on Guiseley in the next round. Spoilers, everyone, Macclesfield's result was going to be mentioned shortly, but we might as well come to it now. A 6-1 win over Bamber Bridge. Fantastic. from Macclesfield there, and really showing what they're capable of as a step four side, and what potentially they're capable of, maybe, if things keep going the way they are, as a step three side.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Macclesfield had a couple of defeats in the league so far, so again, they're still finding his feet a little bit in the step four, even though they are top of the league at this moment in time in the West Division. But Banbridge would have been a good time for an edge. The atmosphere at Macclesfield is what have a good run in the FA Trophy this year too. So
Hebburn Town, very unlucky. They had a tough test in the third qualifying round, hosting Warrington Town. It was all square into added time, and Sean Williams gets a penalty for Warrington Town, sees Warrington safely through, but only just. So commiserations to Hebburn, but big congratulations to Warrington Town. Warrington Town, incidentally, they'll be taking on Cone in the next round, up in Lancashire. So a tough one, that one. And that's because Cone beat Hyde United by 3-2. That is an incredible result. Obviously, you'd imagine Hyde have got one eye on the FA Cup, but it was still a good side that Nick Spooner put out there. And Cone, you know, they've not had the best of starts in the league, have they? So a fantastic result. We should say we'll be speaking to Nick Spooner later in the show, all about the FA Cup. More on that later. Commiserations to Lincoln United. They were beaten by Wroxham by 3-1, a result which we'll never mention ever again. Big congratulations, though, to Worksop. We just touched upon Hyde having one eye on the FA Cup. Worksop certainly have an eye on the FA Cup, but still managed to beat Loughborough Dynamo by 2-1. In fact, they came from a goal down, didn't they? But look who scored, Josh Wild and Liam Harder.
That was a tough ask there for Worksop, especially with the Loughborough towards the top end of the Midlands division at this moment in time. So, yeah, great result there for Worksop.
Yeah, very, very good result for Worksop. And their reward in the first round of the FA Trophy at the end of the month, they'll be travelling to Leek Town. Tough, tough game. East against West in the first round in Staffordshire of the FA Trophy. But let's stick with Worksop and let's touch upon the FA Cup. They will be travelling to Alverchurch on Saturday. And let's hear the mood now at the Nottinghamshire side. It's a welcome back to the show now to Worksop Town manager. Here's Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, before we get to the Alverchurch match, a big congratulations to making it through to the fourth qualifying round. A brilliant performance against Gainsborough Trinity. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, well, good afternoon. Obviously, a big game for us away at a side that's above us again, and a good performance that the lads put in. It was an enjoyable day as well. We took quite a lot of fans there, and it was quite a special moment. So it now sets us up for a nice tie on Saturday.
I think did we catch up before that game? I think we probably did, didn't we? And I mean, to get a 1-0 away from home at an NPL Premier Division side, and to score so early on in the game, and to hold on to that lead, that's some effort, isn't it, really?
I think it was even a better effort being down 10 men in the second half as well. So we had every obstacle against us. But, you know, it's these things come in challenges, and I thought the lads did extremely well. And if all honesty, I think a well-deserved win.
And then obviously coming out of the hat was Alverchurch. But before that, you had the FA Trophy. And again, your team could be forgiven for taking its eye off the ball. You know, tough game against Loughborough Dynamo. And to win that game as well, you must be all buzzing at the moment. Clearly, the mood's high at the club.
Yeah, there's a really good spirit around the place and a really good goodwill feeling, really. But that's what wins bring. And we've got to keep bringing them wins to keep that feeling going. So, but yeah, another good win at Loughborough. We used the squad well. We've got a good squad at the meeting time that we can carry and alternate in games, and everyone's buying into it, and it's generating good wins.
Yeah, and you won in the Sheffield and the Hallam Senior Cup as well. So how many games is that now with straight wins? It's clocking up, isn't it, at the club?
Yeah, I reckon it's right. I think it's 10 or 11 wins, you know, on the bounce. I'm not a man for stats, so I don't know exactly. But yeah, we just got to keep taking it game by game and keep trying to win the games. And at the minute, the things are going in our favour, and we've got to keep it going.
I mean, touching upon this form at the moment and the vibe at the club more generally, you took over the club, didn't you, a couple of years back, wasn't it? And have you known a dressing room like this where it is just proper determination, win after win? I suppose you did have something similar, didn't you, at Pontefract Coles? But yeah. I mean, it is epic stuff, isn't it? And it must be a real buzz to be in charge of such a dressing room and a club like this at the moment.
Yeah, it's an honour, really, to be in charge of a club such as Worksop Town at the minute, and also the calibre of players in there. If I'm all honest, it's it's a pleasure to manage and an easy one to manage, really, because they really are good professionals. They listen to what we tell them and then they get on with it. We have no big egos in there at all, and it's quite contrary, really. It's actually the opposite. We have actually some really good human beings that all get on well together and help each other, and it's helping us get results.
And obviously at this point, I'd say, oh, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it, having cup runs like this? It affects the league position and all that, but you're not too far away, are you, from that playoff line? In fact, I think whenever you do get back to league matters, one win and potentially you could go up to third. So that must be pleasing as well, not that you've probably looked at the league table recently.
No, I think you're bang on with that. I haven't looked at the league table.
It's all right. You're doing all right.
Yeah, thanks. It's something that really, that just because of the cups and the constant flow of cups and different cups at the minute, we've kind of like we start to change our agenda really and focus on that. Depend on the results Saturday. You know, we don't have a league game Tuesday. We'll focus on it straight after the game Saturday. But at the minute, it's just being cup game after cup game, and that's what we've had to focus on and put all his attention into that.
Yeah, and funnily enough, that Tuesday night game's against the team currently sitting in third, Consett. So that's going to be a big game. But before that, you've got this Alvechurch match. And you mentioned the away following at the North Home for the Gainsborough Trinity game. This is a big game, isn't it? And a big deal for the club. So what's your thoughts on the mood of the Terraces heading into this game, firstly?
Yeah, there's a good buzz, obviously, with the fans and various things. I think they're pleased to be on the ride with us, and obviously we've had some cup runs, and regardless what happens Saturday, I think they'd be happy with the results and the performances in the cup so far and what we've gave back. So it's been an interesting journey, but you know, it's a big game for both sides Saturday and a lot at stake. So we've got to go there confident and try and get a result.
How's preparations going on the pitch without giving too much of the game plan away? You know, this is, you know, one of the biggest games in Worksop's recent history, I'm going to suggest. But then, like we said, you've got the league game, the bread and butter game against Consett. And at the end of the month, you've got that tough game against Leake Town, haven't you, in the first round of the FA Trophy. I suppose this is what you're in it for, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
challenges
definitely.
Like this.
Yeah, 100%. I'm at a point beginning of the season that, you know, every cup game for us, we're going to take every game serious, from the Sheffield Cup all the way to the Trophy or the FA Cup. So that's what we're doing. And like I said, Saturday, the preparation is done from our side. You're all done Thursday in what we need to do. So it's down to the boys now and just basically relaxing tonight and going there tomorrow and taking the game to them.
And Craig, just a final question, really. It is a big deal, this game, this weekend. I mean, what would it mean, do you feel, having been in charge at the club for the last two seasons or so, what would it mean, do you reckon, getting through to the first round for Worksop Town?
Well, I think it means the world. I think for me personally, it's always been one of my ambitions to be in the first round of the FA Cup. So from my perspective, it's a big thing. But I just think as a whole, as a club, it's just going to lift and bring so much joy and happiness and excitement, really. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot at stake, but it's okay talking about it. We've got to do the action on the pitch, you know. I'm sure Alvechurch is confident of winning the game as a sell, so it's going to be an interesting game. I think it is a pure 50-50 game, and you know, may the best side win on the day.
Well, Craig Parry, a big, big good luck on Saturday in the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. Everyone here on the show hopes you win, and best luck as well for tough fixtures coming up in the month, and keep up the excellent work.
Thank you, Ben. Take care, mate.
Craig Parry there, manager of Worksop Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we will be discussing the FA Cup in a bit more detail later in the show, as we'll be joined by the managers at South Shields and Hyde United. But let's go back to the FA Trophy results from last weekend. And Marin, a 1-1 draw with Radcliffe at home in front of a very good crowd there, just shy of 900 on Merseyside. Marine winning 4-3 on penalties, James. Midweek, Marine with a 2-1 win at Nantwich. So a very good week for Neil Young's side.
Yeah, great result there for Marine. A very, very tough tie between them both. And midweek as well, Nantwich, just the result against Nantwich, just opportunity to put themselves into the little bit of playoff and title tussle that's going up in the top half of the table at the moment.
Yeah, just a win or so away from the playoff line at the moment. Awfully tight. Marine this weekend will be hosting Whitby Town, but a good week for the team from Crosby. Let's hear now the mood at Marine, and it's a big welcome back to their manager. Here's Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to results on the pitch, just a general catch-up, really. How has Marine taking to life back at Step 3, do you feel?
I think generally we've done well, Ben. You know, we've been in every game that we've played. We've probably had one or two poor performances. But generally, we've been in every game that we've played. The main issue we've had is goals, and that's mainly because, obviously, Jake Burton got recalled to Tranmere, and Mo Torre, we signed in the summer, hasn't kicked the ball for us yet. But hopefully that's changing, and over the next few weeks, I would expect us to improve.
Speaking of goals, though, I was going to mention Aidan Campbell and how well he's taken back to the NPL this season. I mean, he's been pretty good, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. Obviously, you know, with Aidan, our profile is about trying to find lads that want to go again. You know what I mean? Lads who've been in football league clubs and want to go again. And we've given Aidan that opportunity, and the lads grabbed it with both hands. As you say, he's scoring goals. I think he's got 7 or 8 goals for us now. Unfortunately, at the minute, he's hurt himself against Nantwich, which have him out of action for a couple of games. But yeah, he's done really well.
And touching upon recent results, good draws against FC United and Ashton, but victories against Atherton Colts and that 2-1 win over Nantwich Town. So at the moment, you're in mid-table, but like you touched upon, it's just a case of getting the draws to wins and just keep on winning, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a very tight league, isn't it? And I'm sure most managers that you speak to, you know, are probably saying the same. There's one goal in most games. I don't think we've won a game we beat Atherton, but most of our games have been one goal either way or a draw. But generally, it's a very tough league. But as you say, I think we're 6 points off the top at the moment. But we're also, I think, probably only 8 points off the relegation zone. But I think we're far better than what we've shown, if I'm honest. And hopefully over these next 4 or 5 weeks, one or two additions, I think hopefully we'll kick on.
I was going to say about your expectations for this year, because you mentioned how close you are to top spot, but you're actually only 3 points from that playoff line as well. And a run of wins for anybody, and that's going to propel you right up there, isn't it, at this stage of the season. So what are your expectations for what's possible at the club, do you feel?
From an expectations perspective, I don't say we're going to do this and we're going to do that. I've got high expectations of myself. I've got high expectations of the staff. So where we finish, we'll finish. But, you know, we'll be driving forward. We'll be making sure that we're doing things properly. But, you know, it's a tough division, but we have high expectations. We're not going to say we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But I think we're in a good place from a squad perspective. We're improving all the time. We're getting players in, particularly in forward positions. Mo Torre's not far away. As you say, Hayden's been scoring. I mean, he's got a bit of an injury at the minute. Jack Dunn's now back. We're hoping to add one more. I think we're in a good place, but we've got to turn good performances into wins.
Well, that's the league. But in the FA Trophy, through to the first round, a good win over Radcliffe, a 1-1 draw, winning on penalties. What was that game like last Saturday?
Well, we've actually played Radcliffe 3 times already.
Oh, yes, there is that.
Every game.
Oh, I forgot to mention that. Yes, you would know each other very, very well.
Yeah, we know each other very well, and they've all been at home. No, they're a good side, aren't they? They've got a lot of experienced players, good players. You know, Adam's a very good player. But yeah, they've all been very tight games. That wasn't any different. We were very good first half, and probably, you know, what I alluded to earlier, really, game should have been over by half-time. It wasn't. And then when you let, you know, a team like Radcliffe, and to be fair to them, a bit like ourselves, but to be fair to them, they left some of their more senior players on the bench for that game and then brought them on. And there was a spell in the second half after we didn't put the game to bed first half. We're there 25 minutes where they were very good. So it was a tough game, but as you say, we came out on the right side of a penalty victory. And now we go to Baysford next week or the week after.
Yeah, the end of the month, isn't it? So yeah, the week after. But yeah. I mean, what's your thoughts on Baysford away at the end of the month in the first round?
I've only ever been there once. A good club. We went there, our first game to the club, actually. We should have won there and we didn't, which was a bit of a nightmare. But yeah, it's a good setup. It's a tough game. They think it beat Boston, haven't they, in the FA Cup this year. They had a good win. They're playing Solihull Moors, I think, in the FA Cup this week. So they've done really well as well. So I don't look too far ahead. You know, we've got a tough game against Whitby. You know, they're in a real false position, I believe. We've got a real tough game against them tomorrow.
And what's your thoughts on Whitby? Because you've got that away trip to Stalybridge Celtic as well on Tuesday, haven't you? So what's your thoughts on the coming matches back in the league?
Yeah, well, as I said earlier, you know, every game's difficult. Nantwich was a very difficult game on Tuesday night, and I don't expect Whitby to be any different. Therefore, their results probably don't look, if you look at their performances, they're just not getting the results, although the results in the last two or three games have been good. We've watched them in a number of games, and they've looked very good. So I expect a tough game. And then Stalybridge on Tuesday night is another game where it could go either way. We've just got to make sure we're right, I think. Particularly if you look at the mid... I'm always a big believer in, you look at the midweek games and the results in midweek don't always reflect league positions. And I think that was proven last Tuesday. I think the number of games and the amount of injuries one after another, you know, does cause problems for teams. So we've just got to make sure we can, you know, we pick Saturday, we look after Saturday, and then we'll look towards Tuesday. But as you said earlier, if anyone gets a run of games together and can put three or four wins together, that'll launch them right up to the, you know, to the top end of the division.
Yeah, absolutely. And last question, Neil. I'm not a Radcliffe fan, so I've not had a chance to visit you yet with the new pitch and all the improvements that have been made at the club over recent years. But how much are you enjoying this season being at Marine, back in the Premier Division? How much are you enjoying it at the moment at the club?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a far different club that I came into. You know, we've made a lot of change. We've driven a lot of change in a very short space of time. We've obviously had the FA Cup run. We've had another decent FA Cup run and got knocked out by Wrexham. Last-minute goal. We've then got promoted. So we've had a big, you know, two or three years from a club perspective. And off the back of that, we've got a new pitch. We've got massive community use. We've got new bars, new restaurants. So the club, if you came now, you'd see a much different club than what it was, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. But we've got to keep driving that forward. You know, if we want to go and try and challenge to the top of this division, you know, we have to make sure that we're sustainable. We have a sustainable model. But the key thing is we keep making improvements. Will that be on the pitch? Will it be off the pitch? It's about standards. We're big on standards now, and we need to make sure that we're driving them forward and making sure we're the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be.
Oh, great stuff. Well, Neil Young, manager of Marine, big thank you for taking the time out of your Friday to join us this week. Best of luck against Whitby and Stalybridge in the coming matches, and best of luck certainly against Basford at the end of the month. Catch up very soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Marine manager Neil Young there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Back to the FA Trophy results from last week. Matlock Town with a 3-0 win over Sutton Coldfield Town. That could have been a tricky game. We obviously heard from the Sutton Coldfield Town manager on last week's Step 4 show, but Matlock safely through. They were beaten though, weren't they? And we mentioned it earlier, by Liversidge by 2-1. Next up for Matlock in the FA Trophy is Stafford Rangers at Causeway Lane. That's an incredible tie, isn't it? Stafford Rangers with a 2-1 win at Spalding United. Again, we heard from Spalding last week. That was a tricky game for Stafford, so they'll be pleased with that. No league game for Stafford on Tuesday night. They return to league matters on Saturday as they'll be travelling to Morpeth Town. For Matlock, they'll be travelling to Warrington Rylands. More on Rylands in a second. But back to the FA Trophy results. A good win for Lancaster City. A 3-2 victory at Morpeth Town. That's more like it, isn't it, from Lancaster, James?
It is indeed. Obviously, scored 3 against Morpeth in the game up last time up there in the league as well a few weeks ago. So they've learned from the errors that we're making on the day. Nick Evangelino starting to get on the score sheets too.
A hat-trick, James, a hat-trick.
Hat-trick as well too, yeah, of course. It'd be interesting to see what happens with Lancaster now, because I think the one thing they've been missing in the league is goals.
Well, for Lancaster City, you mentioned the goal scoring. They also scored 2 goals midweek back in the league. A 2-1 win over Warrington Rylands. What a week. Back to the FA Trophy results. Hinckley LR, they were beaten 2-0 by Nuneaton Borough. Never going to mention that result again. We mentioned Warrington Rylands and their league defeat to Lancaster City. They did progress, though, through to the next round of the FA Trophy on Saturday. A 2-1 win over Nantwich Town. So Warrington Rylands through to the next round. And we mentioned it earlier, they'll be travelling to Colne. Runcorn Linnets, they beat Ossett United by 2-1. And that sets up an intriguing tie. Runcorn Linnets hosting Belper Town, James. Ooh. We will hear from Runcorn Linnets ahead of that game, I think. If Belper keep getting points, we'll get Steve Kitchick on as well, I'm sure. So,
yeah, great week for Runcorn as well. Obviously getting Ryan Brook back as well. That's going to be a tough time there for Belper, I think. But again, Belper recruiting well. There's a lot of changes with both sides at the moment.
Yes, and last results from the FA Trophy third qualifying round from last weekend. Stalybridge Celtic 1, South Shields 2. South Shields progressing through to the next round, where they'll take on Warrington Town at Cantilever Park. That's tied the round, isn't it? I think at this point we could say that. But for South Shields, they've obviously got their eye on the immediate, and that takes us to Saturday, the FA Cup. South Shields hosting Scunthorpe United of the National League on Saturday. And to judge the mood now at Mariners Park, it's a big welcome to the show to the manager of South Shields. Here's Kevin Phillips. Well, Kevin, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the Scunthorpe match tomorrow, let's just have a bit of a catch-up. A good week just gone in the Durham Senior Cup, but also that fantastic victory over Stalybridge Celtic as well in the FA Trophy. So how's this week been in the lead-up to Scunthorpe?
Yeah, it's been very good. A really productive week in terms of players on Tuesday and last Saturday. Players were able to get minutes that haven't had a lot since the season started, so I've been able to get virtually 90 minutes into every player in the squad, barring the ones that have been injured. So it's been a real productive week, a positive week in terms of results, performances, leading into what is, you know, a very, very big game this weekend against Scunthorpe. So yeah, really, really pleased. We're in a good place, full of confidence. Injuries are not too bad. So, yeah, very positive week for us.
And obviously, before the FA Cup fourth qualifying round, there was the third qualifying round. And that's a tough game, that, against Manchester United. So, I mean, to beat them 5-2 and more or less 5-1 in 90 minutes, that's a hell of a performance there in the last round.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it was, and it could have been more, if I'm being honest. It could have been 6-7 if we'd have took our opportunities. But, you know, our league game against them was called off on the Tuesday at their place, and you know, kind of upset a few people because we'd made the travel down there, and we were determined to put in a performance and get a result. And the lads, I tweaked the system a little bit, managed to rotate a little bit, give players that hadn't played a lot of minutes, and they went out and put a sterling performance in. And like I say, we created so many opportunities on the day, and I don't think Mars could have had any complaints about the result. So, you know, that was a positive result. Then we went to FC United on the Tuesday, and we played really, really well in the first half, dominated the game, should have been more than 1-0. And, you know, second half, they scored two late goals to beat us. So we needed a reaction in the trophy, which we got, and then on Tuesday night. So we're in a really good place. There's been some really, really good performances in the last 10 days. We scored a lot of goals, and now we're, you know, really looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, and just touching upon the league form, you're a few games behind. I mean, you're three games behind the current league leaders, aren't you? But, you know, you're four games behind Matlock Town, who are just a couple of points up the road. So, one game at a time and all that. But what did you learn from the back end of last season? Because obviously it's tricky for any manager to come in partway through a campaign, but especially with the expectations at South Shields and that kind of thing, you know, to finish second, but then to get defeated in the playoffs. What did you learn from that? Because it was hitting the ground running and a bit of a learning curve, but it looks like, based on the start we've seen this season, you've learned plenty.
Yeah, definitely. I've learned the types of players, the individuals that I needed to bring to the football club, and we've done that. We had a big overhaul in the summer. Nine players came in, I think about 9 or 10 left the football club. And, you know, sometimes it can take a good while for these players to gel, but, you know, it hasn't. We've hit the ground running. The good thing is I did all my business before pre-season started, so I was able to work with them pre-season, and you can see that we're getting better and better every week. You know, what I learned from last season, probably the back end, a lot of games called off through whatever reason, COVID, et cetera, et cetera. And we played four away games on the bounce, Saturday, Tuesday, and I probably didn't rotate enough than I probably should have in terms of, you know, resting players on the Tuesday who had played Saturday. And that's probably one of the biggest things I learned. And, you know, it's a long, long season, and we've got a really good squad. And probably that will be my valuable lesson for this season, that, you know, as much as I don't like to tinker with my team too much, I just think the, you know, the nature of the business dictates that you probably do need to freshen it up on a Tuesday. And we're able to do that with the players we've got.
The one thing I've chatted with Matt Carruthers a few times just about what has changed with South Shields, and you see that with those draws that you had. You're coming from behind each time to get those points, and then after that you're getting 1-0 wins, and it's just getting the points when you can, isn't it, really? And that consistency and just getting to that finish line the best you can. That's another thing I think I've noticed.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, those draws last season, we'd have 100% lost them. And that just shows the characters that we've got in our dressing room. You know, never say die attitude. The fitness levels have been excellent, and we keep going right to the end. And with the quality we've got in the squad, we'll always carve opportunities out. It's not always going to go your way. And, you know, we have to understand that we're not going to play teams off the park week in and week out. Sometimes you have to win ugly. And, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. But, you know, we've certainly got that steely determination in us this season with the quality. We'll come very, very close. And, you know, we've started really, really well, but I still, being the ever, I'm not sure whether perfectionist is the right word, but I still feel there's a lot more to come from us. I still feel we can score plenty more goals. And, you know, if we do that, then we'll certainly be a force to be reckoned with.
And as a player who's played at the highest level, what do you make of step three of non-league? Because, you know, the Northern Premier League, we say it, we've been doing this show now for 10 years, and I think we take it for granted just how competitive it is, and there's no easy games and all that, but it's one hell of a level, isn't it? That flies very much under the radar, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that like you rightly said, it's competitive. And, you know, I think what I have found is anyone can beat anyone on any given day, no matter how, who's got the best squad. Who's got the biggest budget, you know, whatever. Anyone can beat anyone, and we've already seen that this season. So, you know, it's, and also the variables in terms of the pitches. You know, our pitch, luckily enough, is like a carpet. So is FC United's, and then you'll go to another place, and the pitch isn't the best. It's bobbly, and you have to adjust your game. So, you know, but there is some quality in the league. That's for sure. You know, that has surprised me. I've seen some players in this league that you think, why are you even playing in this league? You should be playing at a higher level. So, you know, I have to give praise to FC United. They've got some really, really good players. They play some excellent football. And, you know, so it has really, really surprised me. But, you know, the biggest thing, like you said, it's competitive. And, you know, these lads at this level, they give everything. They love their football. They look forward to their football. And, you know, non-league for me is a fantastic place to apply your trade. And, you know, for any advice to any scout out there of any league club, come and have a look at our level, and, you know, there might be that value, you know, player that you could unearth as a gem that certainly could go play at a higher level.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, let's talk about Scunthorpe United there, because we've had a good chit-chat here, Kevin, but we've not actually talked about the FA Cup, have we? But, I mean, this game this weekend, obviously, South Shields, I've done well in the FA Cup, but this is a new area for yourself as a manager. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game? Can you bridge that two divisional gap, and without giving too much away, how do you do it?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing for me is, you know, the players that I've brought into our squad this season, coupled with the players that we've already got, have got probably just as much league experience between them than the Scunthorpe squads. So, you know, I haven't got to worry about, you know, if there's a bumper crowd, which there will be at the weekend. I haven't got to worry about the players being nervous, you know, players that haven't played in situations like this before, because the majority of them have. So that I wouldn't say that gives us an advantage, but it certainly helps. You know, we believe we played Barrow pre-season, and, you know, they're a team that's above us. You know, we actually give them a really good game on the day and should have won the game. But ultimately, you know, Scunthorpe are where they are, and, you know, they're leagues above us. They're the team that's going to be tipped to win the game. They're going to be the favourites. And for once, it's great for us to go into a game not being the favourites to win. So the pressure's off us. And, you know, I'll be really interested now to see how our players perform with pressure off them. You know, it's a free hit for us, which I keep hearing other managers say to us. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that, and let the pressure all be on Scunthorpe. They're coming to us. And, you know, it can be a really hostile place, our Shields, when our crowd gets going. And, you know, we certainly will give them a run for their money. That's for sure.
And just you mentioned the crowd there. I mean, you know, I've been at Mariners Park, not with the new stand, but certainly when it's been at a very good attendance. You're going to need that crowd tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I have to say that the supporters have been fantastic since I've walked through the door, when we've been at home or away. You know, that's one of the biggest things that surprised me. My first game in charge away at Warrington, there was over 400. We had more supporters in the ground than Warrington, and it was just, you know, I couldn't believe it. But, you know, knowing the area, knowing the North East, it didn't surprise me because they love their football and they're passionate about it. And, you know, they have been fantastic since I've been at the club. And again, you know, they'll get right behind the team at the weekend. We're hoping for a really good crowd of around 2,500 to 3,000. I know Scunny are going to bring 400 plus 500 fans to the ground. So it will be a real partisan atmosphere. And we have to make it work. The great thing since I've been at the club, we've actually made Mariners Park a bit of a fortress. Our home record is excellent. And we're going to need to be at our very best at the weekend to get a result against them.
And then, this is the beauty of non-league football, isn't it? You've got Liversidge away, Warrington Rylands in the league, Warrington Town away in the FA Trophy. Game's coming thick and fast. Are you enjoying it, Kevin? The easiest question to finish things.
Yeah, well, what else would I be doing? You know, playing golf, being on holiday, relaxing, not stressed. But no, it's in my blood. And, you know, I love being out on the grass and being amongst it with the lads making decisions. And, you know, when match day comes, the buzz, you know, when you finish playing football, the next best buzz is being on the touchline. As close as possible, and you know, the just organising, and it's fantastic, and like you rightly said, you know, the games come thick and fast in this league, and the beauty of if we don't get the result we're looking for on Saturday, the beauty of this league is you only got to wait 48 hours to go and put it right, and you don't have to stew on it for a week. So you know, we don't want to look too far from Saturday, but ultimately the league is my priority. I've been brought here to get us out of this league, and I would love a cup run, but if it ended at the weekend, then you know, we can get back down to the business of Liversedge in the league, because that for me is a huge, huge game in terms of where we sit in the league with the games in hand. So it'd be nice to win at the weekend, but you know, in the back of my mind, the league obviously is the priority.
Well, Kevin Phillips, manager of South Shields, a big, big good luck in the FA Cup on Saturday afternoon against Scunthorpe United. And big good luck as well in the coming games back in the league and the trophy. And catch up very soon.
Yeah, thanks very much. Cheers.
Kevin Phillips there, manager of South Shields, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So big good luck to South Shields in the FA Cup on Saturday. Also, big good luck to Worksop Town. But also, a big good luck to Hyde United. Hyde United, they'll be away at our old friends Buxton on Saturday afternoon. And to judge the mood now at Ewan Fields heading into this game, let's welcome back the manager of Hyde United. Here's Nick Spooner. Well, Nick, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to this weekend's match in the fourth qualifying round, let's talk about the third qualifying round. Ooh, what a result that was against Darlington. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was a great afternoon, wasn't it? It was a really tough game. They came at us early on. We weathered an early storm, and then we got stronger and stronger as the game went on. And then, obviously, Jack's pulled it out with 5 minutes to go, and everyone was excited.
Now, I'm pretty sure, did we catch up before that game? I think we probably did, didn't we? And you know,
just before.
Yeah, I think it's easier said than done, you know, taking on a team in a higher league. But the longer it goes on at nil-nil, how are your nerves? And how helpful was the crowd in all what happened?
Since I've been there, the crowd have been absolutely brilliant. And yeah, the nerves was getting there, but we were just getting the chances. We were just stretching the game. And we thought, you know, we might pull one. And then Callum's floated one over, a great ball over. And Jack's done what Jack's been doing all season. His first touch and then a great finish.
Now, obviously, that then set up this fourth qualifying round match away at Buxton. Get your thoughts on the game itself in a second, Nick. But just to touch upon the form heading into this, you've had a couple of other cup competitions, the Manchester Premier Cup, which I'm pretty sure you didn't field that many first teamers in that game. Am I right in thinking that one against?
Yeah, we've done a lot of Saturday Tuesdays, and you know, we're building a lot of games of fixture backlog already. So it was an opportunity, you know, a few niggles and knocks, and we went out, you know, and we give obviously lads a chance to impress.
And then obviously Cone as well in the FA Trophy. I think you would have liked an FA Trophy run, but I mean, what's your thoughts on that game on Saturday?
Cone, disappointed. It's the worst performance since I've been at the football club. You know, we came out okay, we went 1-0 up, and then Cone deserved it. You know, they outfought us, they outran us, they outplayed us. So, you know, we got what we deserved, absolutely nothing out of the game.
I've interviewed so many managers over the years, Nick, who are on the cusp of something big in the FA Cup. It's kind of only natural, isn't it? You take your eye off the ball a little bit. But what's your thoughts on the mood at the club? Now you've had, you know, a couple of training sessions as well after that Cole match heading into Buxton. What's the general mood in the dressing room now?
It's really good. It's really good. It's a really good dressing room at the minute. You know, everyone's excited about Saturday. You know, we're taking 4 coach loads. I think that sold out in 24 hours.
Wow.
So we're expecting a big backing. And the players are really up for it. You know, they've had this week to rest. Tuesday night was important. We had a recovery session. We had a few masseurs in. And, you know, and tonight it'll be down to business now and prepare properly for Buxton.
Now, if you look at the league table and where Buxton are in the league table and where you are in your league table, if we merge the National League North from the NPL and look at the league table, there's not many league places, is there, actually, separating the pair of you? So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the challenge of Buxton itself?
There's not much difference, but obviously we've seen Buxton last year and they was caught above, you know, most teams in this league. So we know it's going to be tough. They've had a start, a new manager, but you can look at the recent results they're getting. You know, they're starting to click. But like we said, we're on, before the 2 cup games, we're on a really good run. And we're just looking to go and give it a good shot again. We're going in as the underdogs, you know, so there's no pressure on our lads at all. And just go out there and give us a good account of ourselves.
And touching on that league form, obviously with you not playing in the league and, you know, cup competitions taking priority and that kind of thing, you've dropped down slightly, but you're not too far away, are you? So you must be delighted with the fact that everyone in the league is tripping over themselves, basically, and not going too far away while you've got these cup exploits.
Yeah, it seems a long time since we played a league game. And, you know, we keep looking at the results and you feel you're dropping down the league, but like you said, no one's really getting away. But it's the same story in this league season after season, isn't it? Everyone takes points off everybody. And you go on a good run and you can, you know, can really go up the table, but quite easily go down the table.
And with regards to Saturday, you mentioned the crowd, the travelling support, 4 coach loads, and there'll be plenty of people there making the trip as well. It's not too far, is it, by all
no.
the means? Is this arguably the biggest game in your tenure thus far, do you feel?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's obviously, the end of last season, every game was a big game. And the way we started, you know, this season, the momentum has got bigger and bigger. But yeah, definitely, this is the most important game since I've been in charge at the football club. You know, the rewards of the FA Cup is good for the players. But obviously, you've got to remember, it's really good for the football club itself, for the prize money.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's already demonstrated, Nick, the quality of management and you know, that what's been built upon from last season. We obviously had this chat earlier in the season about how you've just used last season as a springboard and it really bounced into this year. But what would it mean for you and what you're trying to achieve and your coaching staff and the squad more generally if you managed to get through to the first round? It'd be quite a pat on the back, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be a big achievement. You know, obviously people sort of looked and when I came into the role, you know, I've come from youth development football and never really been in the non-league. So to get the results we've done and then to start at the start of the season, you know, people are looking at Hyde and thinking, oh, you know, they're up there. And for me personally and for the management team, you know, in our first ever cup run, really, first ever chance in the FA Cup to get in the first round would be a great achievement. And looking forward to the game, like we just said, they're a league above us and it's good for our boys to compete against them. The atmosphere should be tremendous, and if we get something out of it, you know, you're in then with the Football League, so-called big guys, and, you know, it'll be great for the players to experience playing against Football League players.
Well, here's hoping it happens on Saturday. Well, Nick Spooner, manager of Hyde United, a big, big good luck against Buxton this weekend, and catch up very soon, my friend.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot, mate.
Nick Spooner there, manager of Hyde United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So, just to confirm, those FA Cup 4th qualifying round matches this weekend, Alverchurch hosting Worksop Town, Buxton taking on Hyde United, and South Shields taking on Scunthorpe United. Big good luck to Worksop Town, Hyde United and South Shields in the 4th qualifying round of the FA Cup this weekend. Nearly said Buxton in that list there, but Buxton, they made the bed, James. The National League now. Different podcast. So, get no love from us. Just before we go, James, because that's nearly the end of the show, just to cover off some of the midweek results in the league, we've mentioned a few of these already, but one result we've not mentioned is SC United, a 4-2 win over Morpeth Town. A brilliant advert for the Northern Premier League. It was a stunning game. Both teams really went for it. But FC United go top of the league after that, James. So, yeah, that sets up an interesting game this weekend. Match of the weekend, Mask United hosting FC, would you say? Both teams in good form. Both teams in and around the playoffs. I mean, it's good. That's a big game, isn't it, on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, FC United, they've got quite a few big games. It obviously shows the potential there to be going for the title this season. So, as we just mentioned, if they can get a good result at Mask, it puts them in good stead for the season. Obviously, Radcliffe aren't playing this weekend as well because of South Shields being in the cup. So, gives them an opportunity there to go potentially 5 points clear and put the pressure on the sides around them. But as that said as well, Mask United have a good quality side. Same opportunity for them to go top as well, results pending too.
Mm.
I think that'd be like the sixth or seventh leader we were at in 2 weeks, and five of them were on one and the same night.
Yeah, that's right. Just to say, it's very tight up at the top, isn't it? And FC United have played 13 games. So Stafford Rangers, Radcliffe got games in hand. Mass United have got 3 games in hand. So that puts Saturday into perspective. Saturday's matches in the league. Aston United hosting Stalybridge Celtic in a Tameside derby. Bamber Bridge hosting Nantwich Town. It's Belper Town against Geisler. Gainsborough Trinity against Atherton Colts, Liversidge against Warrington Town, Marine will be hosting Whitby Town, Mass United against FC United, Morpeth Town against Stafford Rangers, and Warrington Rylands against Matlock Town. Those last two matches there I just read out are pretty big as well, aren't they? Well, there we go. What a weekend to come in the league. Big good luck to those three teams in the FA Cup as well. And a big congratulations to everyone who made it through to the first round of the FA Trophy. We'll have more on that competition in the coming weeks as well. But James, just to touch upon the social media channels, plenty going on across the league this weekend. How can people keep across it all?
Yeah, so this weekend with the Cup games as well, I believe all three games are on radio commentaries. Just waiting to see if BBC are covering South Shields with Scunthorpe. But we'll be doing all the coverage live on by football web pages on the Twitter page, which is at Northern Premier League, and then Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and every other platform I can think of, official Northern Prem.
Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. A big thank you, we should say, to all our guests this week. Don't forget the website, www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.